these secret projects are going to end up spin-offs. And I don't like spin-offs. And I don't think they tend to go well. They don't get the same budgets that mainstream does. They get kind of that the creators behind them seem to feel like they're, you know, oh, I got to do this, but different. And so they throw in all this weird stuff to just make it different. And I feel like spin-offs get where they could have been fine if they just stuck with the recipe that they had, but they had to, you know, add something new to it. So they end up like putting a cup of salt in their cookie dough instead of a cup of sugar.
The salt in your tea metaphor was right there for you.
Oh, that was way better.
That was right
there. I like
there
salt in your cookie dough.
Fix that in
I was literally about to commend you. I was like, that was a good like reference there.
Welcome back to Following Note on the Stormlight Podcast. This week is episode 292, and we are playing a game that we have once played before on this podcast. Paul, how are you?
Great. I'm excited to play this game again. We had a lot of fun last time, so I think we're going to have a lot of fun tonight. I feel like I have some spicy questions prepared for us, so it'll be good.
Elliot, how are you?
I'm doing great. I like spicy questions because I'm overly competitive. Anytime you set this up as a game or a competition or a trivia, I put way too much brain power into how I can beat my co-hosts on this podcast for a game that means nothing. So I'm excited. Let's do it.
Well, as long as we're talking about the competitive air, let us recall the previous time we did this, I was trailing by 3 full points going into the final question. And came from behind and won, just to set the stage that I was certainly not slated to win this until the final question, where I absolutely clutched it. So without further ado, I will explain the rules of our competition here. One of us is going to state a claim about the Cosmere. And then we will go around the circle. We will all answer it for ourselves, whether we agree with the claim or if we disagree with the claim. And then where the points are won and lost is, can we guess our co-hosts' answers before they give them? So we'll state a claim. Paul will then answer for himself. And then before Paul answers, Elliot and I will deliberate and guess how Paul will answer. And if Elliot and I are correct, that's how we score points. Paul, any questions? Is that clear?
Think so. Clear as mud.
Wonderful. Without further ado, let's get started. I will go first. My claim is retribution. Full Cosmere spoilers, by the way. retribution will be a more exciting villain than Odium.
Oh, am I going to write all these down?
Yeah, I've got 2 note takers for podcast co-hosts, so this might take a while. Are we ready? Okay. Paul, let's guess Elliot first. How did Elliot answer retribution will be a more exciting villain, even more so than Odium?
I personally think Elliot is going to say yes. I think he likes complex villain situation at times, if it's done well. So I think he said yes.
I also think he said yes. I think Elliot, by the end of Wind and Truth, was fully sold on Taravangian Retribution.
You guys do have me spot on. I think I would say yes to that. With the keyword there being exciting, if you used interesting or intriguing, that would have been far harder of a question, but exciting, I think retribution is going to be very exciting.
All right, Elliot, what about Paul?
I think Paul is going to say no. I think Paul is pretty into the Taravangian Odium scene and the pretty fascinating villain dilemmas we've had along there. That path, I feel like Paul's been pretty keyed into that and interested there. So I don't quite know how into Retribution, Paul, you are going forward, but I think you lead more Odium, so no.
I'm going to say yes. I think Paul's excited by the prospect of Retribution.
It's a good thing I write these down so neither of you can refute what I say, but I did say no as a gut instinct.
Okay.
To briefly elaborate, I feel like I have yet to be proven about Retribution being more interesting than Odium. A bit of a gut instinct. I feel like if Trevor really wanted to, he could try to convince me or something and change my answer. But for the sake of the game, I wrote no, gut instinct. So, yeah, point to Elliot.
Keep track of your own points, by the way. I have one. All right, you guys have to guess me now.
Okay. Trevor wrote the question, right?
I typed it.
Yeah, Trevor typed this. He took the time to type this out. I think Trevor's going to say yes to this. I think he likes the double shard dilemmas. I think he's going to be very curious as to how Retribution can be beaten. So I'm going to go yes.
You stole the words right out of my mouth, Paul. I think Trevor's very intrigued by how the heck do we beat this crazy big combo Retribution. So he's saying yes.
I did say yes, but it is only for this reason. The small detail that a small sliver of honor flew off before Retribution was created is a big hook for me. I am very curious what that means. If it's just full honor and full odium combined into one shard, that's not as interesting to me. But the fact that it's 100% of odium and 99.9% of honor is way more interesting to me.
Okay. If I may, Trevor, I think I have a statement to take us from here.
Go ahead.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead. This was like my biggest statement that I planned. I have some other, for people listening, I have some things planned that are a little different from yes, no. It's still different, like choosing between two options that are going to be quite comical and a bit in theme for Valentine's Day, because at the time of recording this, we're coming up to Valentine's Day. But I'm not going to do that yet. That's just a sneak peek. I'm going to stick with our normal. I'm going to make a claim and see where y'all are. My claim is the Cosmere would be better off if Vin had married Spook and gone on to join the Ghostbloods together.
If Vin had married Spook?
Yeah. You know how Spook kind of had a crush on Vin?
Yeah, for like the first 50 pages of the first book.
I thought it was later than that. It comes up.
It does come up a little bit.
Okay. Well, let's say it happened. The claim is that would have been better for the Cosmere. Finn had married Spook and joined up in the Ghostbloods. You can say no, Trevor. You're over there cackling.
Paul's farming free points here. That's what he's doing. He's not. All right, I'll shut up.
Wow, Trevor's mad at his own game.
I think I'm overthinking your question because like the permutations of that seem infinite. You know what? That would change this. Oh, that would change this and this and this and this.
I will say, don't think I specifically thought of this of don't think of. I know this sounds funny, but don't think of it like changing the result of Era One, because you could go down a rabbit trail of how it changes. Of how it changes like harmony and everything, right? But like, okay, let's say it ends, but she doesn't die. Okay, right. Am I making this too complicated for you, Trevor? You're crashing out over there.
I'm trying my best to stay composed. What do you mean? You can't have her marry Ellen and die. Spoilers, by the way. Have her marry Ellen and die by the end of the third book and say it doesn't change Era One. What do you...
No, I understand what you mean. But I'm thinking through this like vacuum. Obviously, this is an impossible situation, of course.
Uh-huh.
That's what this is for. Like in this hypothetical that doesn't happen, that cannot happen.
Okay.
it would be better for the Cosmere, you know, if Vin did not die and instead like joined up with the Ghostbloods, went on. I guess you could, if you want to put it with Spook, you can or not. But that was my like connection of like Spook goes off and does this stuff with Kelsier. What if there's this alternative ending where she doesn't marry Ellen? So you are changing the story, but like same end result, sure. Cosmere scale, different result, micro story scale.
I understand what you're trying to say. What you're saying is completely ludicrous. You cannot take Vin out of the end of Era 1 and not completely change the Cosmere. Just saying.
Well, for Trevor's answer, I'm going to say he said no. That's going to be my guess here. Sorry, I didn't even stop to ask. Do y'all have your
I have my answer.
As best as you can. I thought this was a fun hypothetical, but I think Trevor disagrees with me.
You just made me mad. That's all it did. All right, Elliot, what did I say?
Trevor says no.
Yeah, okay. Both of you enjoy your free point. Of course I said no.
I didn't think you'd respond so vehemently to this.
We better do Paul last, so I think you guys better guess me next.
Yeah. So coming into this, like before, whenever I thought of this question, I thought in this weird hypothetical that Trevor might say yes and Elliot might say no. Because I feel like Elliot might think along the lines of like, no, I think the way it happened was like the best for the Cosmere, right? But I think Trevor was the one crashing out about that instead. I'm just going to go out on a limb and say that Elliot is going to go with my ridiculous line here and say yes.
I have no idea how Elliot was going to answer this. I'm not going to overthink this. I'm going to say Elliot said no. He better have said no.
I did type down no. And
thank goodness.
The reason why is kind of simple. I think Ellen is really good for Vin. And so having a Ellen-less Vin out there running around the Cosmere, even if it's Spook, who's a pretty decent dude by the end, maybe scares me a little. So not better for the Cosmere.
We need to guess Paul so I can get on a little soapbox here in a second. But
what did he say?
Paul's like squealing with glee at his own question over here. He said yes. Which
I think it's all a farce. I think Paul's
an Ellen Tater, and it's well established that he's an Ellen Tater.
Yeah, it's still a bluff. It is still a bluff, and Paul says no.
I would first like to say I am in no way an Ellen Tater. I absolutely love Ellen, so that was blasphemy for sure.
But I'm right.
I will say I said yes. If yeah. Not for kicks and giggles, then just for like crazy hypothetical what ifs of what would Vin accomplish if she were running around the Cosmere. You know. So yeah, there we go.
Okay. All right. Pause. You cannot put Vin with Spook just off the cuff like that, because Spook is the crux of Vin and Ellen and Spook. They are the crux of the two best scenes in Mistborn Era 1, and I'll explain why. So, the end of the Final Empire. Kelsier is watching Spook, I think it's Spook, get carted down to Main Square, and he's about to get executed. And Kelsier turns to Vin and says his famous line about you have to be able to sacrifice for your friends or something like that. You have a lot to learn about love or something like that. You have a lot to learn about love for your friends. And then he goes off and dies. That's one of the best scenes in Mistborn Era 1. And it's about Spook. And then at the end of Mistborn Era, the Hero of Ages, Vin turns to Kelsier and says, you have a lot to learn about love. And turns to Ellen and goes into the beyond, happily ever after.
I think you woke a dragon over there, Paul.
And you're taking both of those scenes away.
Yeah, he's rampaging now.
Yeah, he's absolutely seething at the moment. I didn't mean for this to be that deep, Trevor. I thought this was a funny what if question.
Oh my
god. What if instead Vin did like Spook and they, you know, had this cute little relationship and then whatever, she saves the world and then comes on with Vin and Spook spinoff.
Got me a little hot and bothered there, Paul.
Bloods, you know.
All right, Elliot, what's your question? Any what ifs over there?
I'm going to go completely different direction. I'm gonna add a little flavor to our questions. I went a little rogue with the assignment, so here you go. My first question is, in light of the recently announced visual adaptations, which we have not gotten a chance to talk about on this podcast, but I know we're going to, for those of you out there eagerly awaiting that. Not too long ago, there was a big announcement. We'll get into it later. But in light of that, thinking about future visual adaptations, TV shows, movies of the Cosmere, I have a big, very important question for you guys. Should Brandon write conlangs for his movies and shows? Do you guys know what a conlang is?
Please define.
Yeah, I don't think I do.
It's off the top of my head. It's short for constructed language. So think like Klingon or
any world square words.
No. Entire languages. So
yeah,
even like Tolkien's languages are technically constructed language. It's invented languages. And like when fantasy shows do this, I think Game of Thrones had to do this. When you go to do a show, there's lots of scenes in the books that are like you're in a scene and the other, you know, group, they're speaking whatever other language. And Adolin's like, oh, yeah, I can't understand that. In a book, though, that'll just kind of happens off screen. Brandon doesn't try to write new languages. But in a visual adaptation, you're now faced with this dilemma. Do you come up with some way to stick with what Brandon has done so far and very intentionally don't try to make up languages? Or should they go and have to write languages for Ireali and Herdazian and whatever other things they've got?
Oh, interesting. Okay. So the original question is, should he do that?
Should he do that? Should he write languages for the visual adaptations? New made-up languages.
Okay. My answer is easy, but I'm trying to figure out your guys.
Paul, you ready over there? Paul's ready. Okay. Let's do Paul first, actually. Flip this around. I think Paul says yes to this because Paul's very excited about visual adaptations and wants everything in the kitchen sink, go all in, invent new languages. Let's do this.
Paul said yes. And I'm not going to say any more to not give away my answer.
I said no. Would y'all like me to elaborate?
Wow.
Heresy.
Please.
Brief reasoning is maybe it hurts because I kind of know the time frame and timeline for him writing this, and I feel like trying to fit that in would maybe do more harm than good in this case. Secondly, I feel like, you know, I know that there are these cultures and things, but I feel like that's way too big of an undertaking for Brandon's Cosmere. That languages would be really hard. So yeah, essentially I said no, but I would, that'd be cool. But I think practically I'm saying no, but okay. So this was Elliot's question. So we'll talk about Trevor. He's distinctively trying not to give up his answer here. And Trevor, I had a hard time thinking of what he would say. I wrote down no for him as my gut instinct. So I'm going to stick with that. And frankly, I don't know. This seems very fence for me. I think he could say yes or no. I'd believe it. I'm just going to go with no.
I was on the fence about Trevor on this one too, but I was going to guess yes for Trevor, maybe just for simplicity's sake, as I think visually that's going to be the, the simpler option. So Trevor says that.
So I said yes, because he absolutely should do it. It is 100% a wish list thing. I have the same answer as Paul does, but I flipped the outcome. It absolutely should happen, and that was the question. However, does that open a whole can of worms in how to pull that off? Oh yeah, absolutely. And like you have the Ellendale Basin, for example, that's based off of Paris, like medieval Paris. So do you just make them speak French? Or do you that's a great question. Or do you make the Maoish speak German? You know, like what, that would be a pretty lame solution to that question. But yes, he absolutely should create languages. I don't know if Brandon should create languages, because that's certainly not a passion of his, as far as I know. But should they be created? The answer is yes. And Elliot said the same thing I did.
I think you're right. I think Elliot is really on board with this. I think he said yes.
Elliot's a super language geek about Tolkien, and he would absolutely want this. Now, whether he answered the question, should Brandon, is the question. But I think he said yes.
Interesting. I said no. And you're absolutely right about the language thing. I love to nerd out on that kind of stuff, do some research. I sometimes dabble in like ancient Greek and stuff like that. Super fun to do research on that stuff. I said no, though, because I don't think it is a passion of Brandon's. And I think it would very quickly come across as cheap. But
he could hire someone to do so.
Oh, absolutely. Right. But part of, I think, the success of Brandon's work is the passion that he has for it. And that's exactly the kind of thing I'm a little worried about, like leaking into his movies, is when he tries to fill gaps where he's not as passionate by bringing other people in who don't quite share that same vision that he does. So I don't know how he does without it, though. Like, think about that. How a lot of that is very pivotal to the story. The Azish people speak a different language. There's a whole section of the plot about how Dalinar can touch them and, you know, their language. So how in the world do you depict that without them speaking some kind of other language? I don't know. But I think it will stay truer to the source material if he somehow does not invent new languages.
Interesting. I feel like we all had the same answer. We just answered the specifics of the question differently.
I think you're right.
I think you are correct. I totally forgot about the connection that Dalinar has and how that does that in the story, like with language specifically. And then I'm like, okay, I think there might be more of a need for it than I thought. So we'll stick with the gut instincts, but that was a good question, Elliot. I thought my question was going to be good, but Trevor absolutely loathed it. So we'll let Trevor ask his own question, but I'm excited to mess with him some more once the mic comes back to me.
Here comes another adaptation question. Secret projects will adapt better to screen than our mainline series will. All right, Elliot, what did Paul say?
Paul is tough a little on this one. I think Paul is going to say no. I'm not super confident in this, but I think Paul's going to say no. I think Paul is similar to my rationale before, all in on the, you know, give me 10 seasons of, you know, whatever it is, the more the better kind of thing. So the idea of the standalones, intriguing, exciting, but better than the long form stuff. Yeah, Paul says no.
Could not disagree more. Paul says absolutely yes, and he's very excited. He's a sucker for.
Wait, hold on. Actually, is Alex standing next to him while he's answering this question, or is Alex in the other room?
Is Alex in the room with you, Paul?
Good clarifying question. Alex is in the other room asleep, so no impact.
Okay.
On this,
so he doesn't have the tress hammer hanging over his head, so he's okay to say no.
No, Paul said, yes, absolutely. The Seek projects will adapt better.
It makes me very happy that it's a divided answer. I'm not just like pegged. I said no.
What? Watch
the Trevor's dismay. I wrote down.
Paul's just over here lying.
I do think that they will adapt wonderfully, but I think down the road, after you have the established series, like movie trilogy or movie TV series of the main ones, I'm thinking quite practically on this. I'm like, that's what's really going to garner all your viewership, or a lot of it, or people who have loved the main series. So I went with that. So I guess we're supposed to do Trevor last. So Elliot, I think Elliot was thinking similar to me. And so I'm going to say that he said no as well. I think he's going to be on the side of the main series rather than the secret projects.
If I get this wrong, I'm going to be quite embarrassed, because I feel like I know Elliot well, especially as far as his movie taste goes. I think Elliot is quite afraid of a Stormlight TV show, and he will be more confident in a secret project adaptation. So he said, whatever that is, yes.
Yeah, see, you do know me well, Trevor. Everything you said there is accurate, but you're going to get this wrong on a nuance.
The way this
question is phrased, and maybe I'm thinking about it badly.
Let's not ask a point tally after this round. I'm just saying.
I said no. I typed down no. Do I want the secret projects? Do I hope that they would turn into great adaptations? And, you know, would I be even more in on them than the big series? Probably yes. Am I terrified about Stormlight? Yes. Also that. However, I think if this plays out the way I think it's going to, the secret projects are going to end up spinoffs. And I don't like spinoffs. And I don't think they tend to go well. They don't get the same budgets that mainstream does. They get kind of that the creators behind them seem to feel like they're, you know, oh, I got to do this, but different. And so they throw in all this weird stuff to just make it different. And I feel like spinoffs get where they could have been fine if they just stuck with the recipe that they had, but they had to, you know, add something new to it. So they end up like putting a cup of salt in their cookie dough instead of a cup of sugar.
The salt in your tea metaphor was right there for you.
Oh, that was way better.
That was right
there. I like
there
salt in your cookie dough.
Fix that in
I was literally about to commend you. I was like, that was a good like reference there, you know? Okay, so Trevor, I transparently, I wrote down no's across the board on this one. So I'm going to stick with that for Trevor. No further thoughts.
No, Trevor said yes. Trevor is actually very excited about Secret Project. He thinks they should start with the Secret Projects. He thinks they should shelve Mistborn and just come straight in with like Tress, Yumi, Emberdark, that angle on it. So Trevor is definitely the let's pull it out of left field and do secret projects only.
Yeah, Elliot's absolutely correct. They should absolutely be doing Tress, probably not Yumi, Tress and Emberdark and Elantris before any actual series, in my opinion. That they need their first hook to get, that they need their Iron Man before they do their Avengers.
See, it'll never happen though, because Mistborn will sell more tickets.
Oh yeah,
I was gonna say,
I completely understand that.
I think it's strongly the other way around. I think Mistborn and Stormlight are gonna be the draws, and I personally think that people look for a series show to watch, like multi-series show on average. So I think that will go better, something that's more longer term. But I was wrong.
I'll go ahead and say it this way. Andor is my favorite TV show ever. And here's why. Because they take the time to tell you really, really boring details that are really important in like 12 episodes. Okay? Stormlight needs to do that. Like really, really needs to do that. And I'm afraid that they are not going to have the patience and the writing to do that. if they start with it.
Okay. I feel like this leads in nicely to my question.
Okay.
Okay. So this wasn't going to be the second question that I asked, but we've all been coming out with the TV, like the on-screen adaptations. So I'll skip down to that question. Spoiler for my next one, I'm going to be talking about some bad first dates in the Cosmere. But for this one, we're going to talk about the Stormlight TV show. And the statement I'm going to make is the Stormlight TV series should begin with the words of Radiance.
The age-old question.
I almost made a video about this. I was very close to making a video about this. Paul is over here just trying to farm points.
I'm definitely not. I think this is a good question. It's comical because we've talked about this previously. Like, this has come up before. So that's why, frankly, I'm like, I feel like I have no idea for that reason. But I'll stick with what I have. Have y'all written down your thoughts?
Or I'm Trevor ready, yes.
thought about your thoughts or whatever? I'm going to guess Trevor first. And I think Trevor's going to say no. I think he really wants the events of the Way of Kings first. And so I think he's going to say, well, okay. Thinking through my question, I did say the Stormlight TV series should begin with the words of Radiance. That is the phrasing. And he pulled a should on me earlier. I got him wrong. So I'm going to change, actually, for that reason, because of the should. I'm going to say Trevor said yes. He's going to say that they should start with it because Words of Radiance, because it'll kind of draw in more casual viewers, build up the series later to be something bigger down the road. I'm going to say yes.
I also think he says yes, but I'm just going off of my very shaky memory of, I think he was an advocate of that when we like talked about it a very long time ago. So yes.
Okay. Going back to what I was previously talking about, the reason why Andor is so good is because you know how episode 4 ends, right? So because you know that Andor and Star Wars spoilers, because you know that the Death Star does explode, Andor can spend all of its time on these characters that you know will not make it. And to know the outcome before the story, or to know the outcome as the story is progressing, is a very, very unique way of writing. And yes, I said yes. So I think that Words of Radiance should be on screen before the Way of Kings. And why I say that is because the Way of Kings needs to take its time. You need to understand why Dalinar gives up his sword. If it's the end of a 2-hour movie and it hasn't been hammered into you how much Kaladin hates Light Eyes, that's not going to mean anything. But if you spend 6 episodes running bridge runs like you need to, it will be the best scene ever on fantasy TV. And it therefore Words of Radiance should be first.
Trevor is quite impassioned this episode. Certainly is. Got it. Well, I marked down a point for that. Thanks, Trevor.
You got it.
On the flip side, I'm going to guess that Elliot said no. I don't really have him pinned. I don't know why. That's just kind of my shot in the dark. I think Elliot said no.
I have no idea. I think Elliot said yes to gain a point on Paul.
The fates are not with you, Trevor. I feel like you're luck of the draw wrong every time here. I say no for a simple reason. I'm always going to strongly favor books over movies. And so sure. My greatest hope with a visual adaptation of any kind is that it leads more people to the books. And if you start with Words of Radiance, I think it will do that for less people because they'll be confused.
And that is true. It will kind of kill the books.
Will it work better visually? It very well might. But I think fewer people will pick up the books because they'll watch season 1. It'll be Words of Radiance, but they'll be like, well, but I can't start with book 2. And so then they just never will.
No, 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 no. You were onto something until the end of there. They will watch the show and it will leave. It'll be called the Stormlight Archive. It will not be called Words of Radiance.
Well, sure.
And it'll end, the first season will end with the ends of Words of Radiance. And then they're like, oh, okay, cool, I need to go read this series. And then they read The Way of Kings, and they're like, that's not the show I just watched.
Right.
And you're right, it would do weird things for book people, but or for non-book people that want the books. Yeah, anyway. Paul said no, because he's lame and boring and wants it the normal way.
Now, Paul says yes. I don't really know why, but it's his question, so he said yes.
I expected both of y'all to say yes to this because I feel like, I think, Elliot, when you were thinking back about Trevor being an advocate for this, I think you were thinking of me because I remember really pushing for this whenever we talked about it years ago. This is a long time ago now. Of thinking, yeah, I think that would work so well. You have your characters, they meet fairly soon, Kaladin and Shallan. More yep. action, more kind of stereotypical start to end story. However, my opinion has changed. And I think it's no. Oh. My answer that I wrote down was no.
The worst point I've ever gained.
Yeah. And I think the same hook that really got me into Stormlight would work for people who don't know it yet. And the big hook for me was characters in very different environments that are main protagonists. And I know at some point they're going to have to meet. And my wheels just turn so much of how is that going to happen? Where down the line are these paths going to cross? And how is these two very different storylines going to become one? I think that same hook can work. And I think it would be awesome. And I would love to get those payoff moments from book one as well. So, yeah, I said no.
To be clear, simply because I'm an advocate for it does not mean I'm thinking that will happen. That will never happen. They will never put Words of Radiance on screen before The Way of Kings.
I agree.
Unless I work for Dragonsteel sometime in the next 5 years, that will never happen.
I don't know. We'll get into it more, I'm sure, when we do a full episode on this. But to do an entire season where your two main protagonists don't interact at all.
Sure.
That will be... And, TV producers will balk at that.
And Words of Radiance has higher highs... more consistent highs than The Way of Kings does. So there are several reasons why you should. I don't think that would ever happen.
Ready for another question? Or yeah, should we check in on the scores?
No. Go ahead.
Wait, just to clarify, though, we get a point for each time I guess one of you right?
Correct.
Okay, cool. I've got six.
But this is all just practice, and now we're keeping score.
Oh, okay. Well, I have six practice points. How many practice points did you have?
I have four.
You were just telling us about how you had a big old comeback last time we did this. Yeah. So
that's true.
I'm
writing the narrative.
Mister, there don't you count go. Me out.
All right. I'm going to take us in a different direction, but also tie in some real world events here with a silly question. I've been enjoying watching the Olympics right now. The Winter Olympics in Italy are going on right now, 2026 Olympics. So let's mash up our two worlds here. Let's assume that there's a Cosmere Olympics and Team Roshar is going up against Team Scadrial. Who is taking home the most gold medals? Not total medals, most gold medals.
In the Winter Olympics or the Summer Olympics?
In the Cosmere Olympics.
Oh, man.
Oh, no. Yeah, I was going to say this. I feel... Oh, wait, I'm not supposed to say my answer. Hold on.
Is high storm surfing an event?
Up to your imagination what events you think are
in the Cosmere. Does the high storm still exist during these Olympics?
Okay, now you're just making it complicated. Sure.
Wait. Serious question here. Is this Scadrial before or after Era 2? Like, do we have Era 2 technology there?
Right.
For
Or is this Era 1 with Roshar? I feel like that lines up. Like
for simplicity, let's go pretty late in the Cosmere time period. So like in the backdrop of, you know, Cosmere or Scadrial versus Roshar, this whole big, you know, political dynamic. We've managed to like call enough of a truce to hold an Olympics, but there's still like this big old rivalry between the two of them. So all the technologies, all the things, I guess the High Storm's gone, but the Everstorm's still there, right? So you could go surf the Everstorm or something. You guys got it? You're still thinking.
Are there like scandals over investiture drug tests and stuff like that? You know, like what if you have too many BEUs during your event?
Up to your imagination.
Okay.
With my limited imagination, I have written down my answers.
I feel we should do Trevor. What did Trevor say?
That sounds good. Most gold medals. What I wrote down for Trevor is that he is Team Roshar in this. I could very well be wrong. Yeah.
I also put down Roshar because I think Trevor's just going with his emotions on this one. He's Team Roshar till he dies kind of thing. He didn't think about it too hard. He just went, yeah, my boys on Roshar. They got this.
All right. Both of you are incorrect.
Ow.
And here is why. Roshar is losing every single team event because nobody on Roshar can get along ever. Scadrians, however, are united, so they're going to have better team performances. So they will, on average, score more golds than Roshar will.
Fair, I guess. Paul, though, what does Paul say? Paul says, I actually use the same rationale here. Paul's team Scadrial. He didn't think about this too hard either. He was just like, yeah, my homies on Scadrial, they got this.
Paul's team Scadrial. He's a Scadrial apologist.
I'm going to do exactly what Trevor did. Y'all are both wrong. I wrote down Roshar. I didn't think about team events versus individual events. I just felt like there were so many events where, like, having a lot of surge binding powers would be kind of busted. Obviously, all the investitures could be so good, but I'm picturing like Lyft taking on like the Luge. You know, I'm like, I feel like she can't lose that. Like that's in a free gold. Every like sledding type event, she's won. Like she just is like carrying the Olympic team hard. So I went with Roshar.
No. Maracy is beating Lyft in the Luge, and I'll tell you why. Maracy is throwing a elemental grenade at Lyft, locking her in a time bubble, and then sliding her 4-minute Luge time.
But your Luge is not a... You can't interfere in other people's events, right?
That's who?
Blocked. Okay. Trevor is on something tonight. He's trying to argue with everybody. All right. Trevor, what did Elliot say? Mr. Know-It-All over there. Yeah, if I threw a grenade on your Luge track, you're going to lose, Trevor. Like, yeah, you're right, actually. You know, whoever bombs the other person's track first is going to win the Olympics.
Paul, you go first on Elliot. I'm going whatever you don't.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Well, I choose both. So you choose neither, and I win.
Elliot didn't answer this question.
Okay. I, in all seriousness, I wrote down Scadrial for Elliot, but I had no real reasoning, just gut instinct.
Elliot's obviously a Skybreaker believer and has faith in his Skybreaker guys or something. Yeah.
I'm sorry, Trevor. I'm sorry.
It's all right. No. It's fine. We're playing the absolute... No, that wouldn't work either. I was going to say the absolute value, and I was going to go negative, but I can't go negative.
Yeah, nice try. No, you were on to me earlier. You were on to me earlier. You should have stuck with it. You were joking about, you know, scandals and rule breaking. That's actually exactly where my brain went. I was envisioning some sort of like rules established for you can like maybe do some investiture, but not much. And then there's this big scandal that comes out later that the Scadrians are secretly like compounding ferrochemie with Allomancy in their athletes, and they originally want more gold, but then they had them all revoked because of schedules. They would.
I see.
So, Rashar. No. Schedule?
Yeah.
Did I confuse myself with my answer?
Not a point for me. That's all I know.
Yeah.
All right. A little bit more grounded question. Moash deserved more screen time in Wind and Truth. What did Paul say?
I think that Paul said yes. Paul likes the conflict, the spicy, ooh man, two characters going at it scenes. And we didn't get a ton of that. But we got some of that. We definitely got some. Paul be down for more Moash.
Paul said yes. He is fine with Moash being pushed to the back half, but he would like to have seen a little bit more Moash, even if Moash would have been what was to be pushed to the back half.
I would have been perfectly happy if Moash was like a pretty major player in Wind and Truth. I definitely said yes. Yeah.
I got a point.
There you go. So that means we're looking for Elliot now, right? Trevor, I think I have you pegged, not to spoil it. I think I know what you're saying on this. But Elliot, I'm questioning a bit. Elliot's pretty sneaky logical. He'd be like, well, it'd be nice to see Moash more. But for like the plot and the things going on, it makes more sense not to have Moash more in this. Was your question specifically like wanted to have
more Moash deserved more screen time? Moash
deserved more. I do think Moash deserved more screen time, and I think Elliot agrees. I'm going to say yes.
Elliot was fine with Moash's screen time and is totally fine with it being in the back half. He said no. He has faith in Brandon.
I said yes.
I knew it.
I'm sorry.
And to carry this train further, this was one of the few that I feel like I had an easy yes across the board. So I think Trevor also said yes.
I did the exact same thing. I put yeses across the whole board here, just in that, you know, does Moash the character deserve more time? Like, well, no, but I'm kind of interpreting this as like, does the plot line of Moash deserve more in Wind and Truth? I think probably actually yes. And I think Trevor said the same.
What I said for Paul, I said for myself. I said yes. I am fine with Moash being pushed to the back half. However, I would have liked to have at least one or two more scenes to tell me why Moash is being pushed to the back half.
Okay. I'm really excited to ask y'all this. So, getting right in. I'm jumping right ahead into our next thing. So, like I said, I've hinted at this. This week is Valentine's. If this is your reminder that it's Valentine's, it's too late, because at the time of this releases, it will already be passed. So I really hope you got that special someone in your life.
Your significant other is already upset at you.
Yes. You already need to go apologize if that's the case. But I thought about it a little bit. I thought about maybe doing some pairing up in the Cosmere, you know, some coupling off of some of our characters. And I wanted to do both sides. I'm going to actually start with, I guess you could call it a cursed couples or something like that. Essentially, let's say you have a first date between two characters in the Cosmere. And I want you to decide which of these pairs the first date would be the worst. Like, what would be the most disastrous first date pairing here? Okay. And for my two options, I have the pairing, the romantic couple of Yasna and Wayne. And then for
solid first contender.
Yeah. For my other one, I have the lovely couple of Dusk and Alrianne Set from Era One. You remember Spook, or not Spook, Breeze and Alrianne, like,
oh,
that.
Yeah, I remember.
That Alrianne Set. So yeah, whichever of those two you think would be the more disastrous pairing, you know, I guess you can think of it in terms of like which relationship would last the least, like which would end first between those two couples.
Let me say this, Paul. This is better than your first question, but marginally, not by much.
Thank you.
Shots fired.
Wow. If it helps, I think all of my questions are better than all of your questions. So there we go. Just had to one up you there.
Elliot, let's do Paul first on his own question.
Sure.
Paul said Dusk and Aurianne because nobody just thinks of Aurianne and doesn't include her in an answer. He reached for that one.
You totally just stole all of my logic. Exactly. That's exactly my thinking of he's got some very specific reason he thought Aurianne would make it a terrible pairing. I have no clue what it is, but I think Paul has thought of it.
That so Dusk walks away from Aurianne within about 30 seconds is Paul's reasoning.
Maybe. What did you say, Paul?
I hate to disappoint you both, but I did say way. Wayne and Yas.
No way.
However, I think both are very reasonable. Would you like to know my reasoning, Trevor, since you're so upset? My reasoning is because I think that Aurianne would just talk at Dusk the entire time. And I don't think he would walk away yet. He would just kind of not say anything, but Aurianne would be perfectly happy with that. But I do think Wayne and Yasna would find out right away that this isn't going to work. At least Yasna would. And Yasna would forcibly end it. Like, would forcibly be like, farewell, you know, like, and storm off. So that was my reasoning. I did say Wayne and Yasna. But we'll try to...
Let me push back for a second.
Okay.
Wayne wouldn't let it end. Wayne would not get the hint for 12 years.
You don't think Yasna could get the hint across?
No. What's her face from the Mistborn era? What's his non-girlfriend's name that he keeps trying to hit on, but she does not end him?
Milan?
No, the other lady. Elliot knows who I'm talking about.
Renette?
Thank you. Every time he sees her, he hits on Renette. And it's been done for 10 years. Wayne wouldn't let it drop.
Well, based on that, we better guess his answer.
I was going to say, I think I'm going to guess Trevor. I think Trevor's wearing his heart on his sleeve a little bit. I'm going to guess that he thinks that Dusk and Aurianne are fizzling out first here.
I'm going to stick with what I wrote down, which was Yasna and Wayne for Trevor, just because.
Also for context, I did write down Dusk and Aurianne.
Okay.
Have it written down, so I didn't change it, but it made me more confident in my answer.
All right, Paul, you're wrong. Here's why. Aurianne, let me be clear. Dusk is walking away from Aurianne within about 30 seconds. However, I don't think the room is surviving a Yasna-Wayne conversation within about 15 seconds. I think that gets very destructive very fast. There's no planet where Wayne and Yasna finish a conversation and one of them's not dead.
Okay, fair. All right, and Elliot, I wrote down that Elliot also said Wayne and Yasna.
Elliot, yeah, said Wayne and Yasna.
I did. I think Dusk is fairly polite. I'm of the camp of Aurianne is going to talk him off. He's not into it at all, but he'll sit through the whole date just to be polite.
I think that was ultimately my reasoning. I feel like theirs would be more like harder to watch, respectfully. Oh, like,
yeah.
Yasna and Wayne painful. Would be like ridiculous, like over the top. But Aurianne, Set, and Dusk would be like a office level, like cringe, secondhand, like embarrassment to watch, I feel like. So
true.
Dusters are there like, and I didn't leave because she didn't ask me to.
That wasn't a question, so I won't reply.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Elliot, give us our last statement if you have one.
I'm going to hit you with a doozy. You ready for it? Okay. Whether you're ready for it or not, here it comes. Back to screen adaptations. Cast your mind forward into the future. It's 2030 or 31, whatever. Mistborn movies. Assume that they have settled on they're doing a trilogy of movies, three movies for Mistborn Era 1, one movie for each book. With me so far?
As they should.
You have to pick one result for each movie. I'm going to give you three. So you have three movies.
Okay. Yeah.
And you have three results. And you have to pair them up of what you think will happen, or maybe what you want will happen. What you want to happen.
That's the least bad option.
Well, some of these are actually kind of good. What do you want to happen for these three? Three movies, three options. The three options are: gets delayed a year. So like it's in production or something, and something happens and it gets delayed a year. That's option one. Option two, a new main character is completely invented for the movie that is not in the book at all. Like significant screen time character. And third, wins an Oscar for best musical score.
Ooh, this is a great question.
If you need me to repeat these, I can. But pair those three up with the three movies.
The next time we do this format of episode, Paul is fired from coming up with questions and Elliot will be supplying all of them.
Trevor's a hater. I bet all of our listeners are going to love my questions.
You guys should do me first.
Okay. Okay, I'd be happy to, Trevor. I think Trevor is going to be okay with the first movie, Final Empire, being delayed a year. Like, just wait for all of it. I think he's okay with that. He's patient. I think he would introduce a new character in the middle, in Will of Ascension, and best sound score he definitely wants at the finale, the Hero of Ages.
I have similar logic, but a slight tweak on this. I think Trevor loves musical scores in movies. He's big into this. And I think he's going to want the movies to get off to a bang from the start. And so he wants the first one, Final Empire, to actually just come out blazing, get that super awesome musical score. Then, yep, agree with you, Paul. Second movie, add a character there in Well of Ascension. And then Trevor, he's talked about this already, actually. It was just perfect. You're playing into my plan really well here, Trevor. Trevor loves that, like, delayed gratification, think about it really hard and get it right. And so Trevor wants them to actually pause a little bit in between Well of Ascension, take in like feedback and improve the script for Hero of Ages to close it out well. So he wants the third one to be delayed a year.
I think we both have good guesses here.
Okay. So the reason why I wanted to go first, because not only is there a predictable way to answer this, I think there's a correct way to answer this, and anything you don't say is incorrect. So I was going to explain it this way. Paul, what you said is correct. They should absolutely delay the Final Empire if it's not ready. The perfect spot to throw in a new character would be Well of Ascension, and to win an Oscar for the best musical score should, of course, be Hero of Ages. However, I did consider, Elliot, what you said. I genuinely did consider that exact thing of, if you're going to have the best musical score, you might as well hit it off in the first one. I did consider that. However, it's impossible to think about this question without thinking about the Lord of the Rings three movies. And the Return of the King has the best cinematic score of the three movies, and that's, I don't think that's super controversial to say. And yeah, it should absolutely be in the Hero of Ages.
Oh, question. Do I get 3 points for that or
yes,
1 point?
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
Okay, let's go. All right, so... Oh, yeah, I get one. Talking about me?
Ellie got 1 point. Paul got three points. Yeah, let's talk about Paul. Paul's a contrarian, and he just wants to throw us off. So he said, Well of Ascension should win an Oscar, new main character should be in The Final Empire, and gets delayed a year, Hero of Ages.
Ooh, I think we're rather different here. I think Paul loves Hero of Ages a lot. He really wants that to be the awesomest piece here. So best musical score, he wants all the good things for Hero of Ages. So then I'm kind of left with the other two. I think he wants a new character in Final Empire. He'd be excited about like some new twists coming into the start of the character. And that just kind of leaves the delay of a year falling on Well of Ascension for no reason.
Trevor is like, he's got something against me tonight. I'm glad I got to, y'all got to guess mine second, because I just wanted to reveal that I think there's an optimal way to do this, and I put it for all three of us. So I have the exact same as my guess for Trevor.
All right,
well. I think you delay the first one a year. I think a new character could honestly be welcome in Well of Ascension, whereas I don't think it would be in the others. And best sound score, I mean, what would be better than wrapping up that series with the best sound score of the year, you know? Like, I think that's too good.
All right, Paul, I formally apologize for my recent actions. You have correctly answered this question.
thank you. See, and we, for once, Trevor, we were on the same wavelength, and that does prove that there was a correct answer.
There is a correct
sides converging. We'll see if Elliot had the correct answer himself. Because, I mean, mine, I'll go and say it first, of course. I said the same for all of us. I said delay the first one a year, new character in Well of Ascension, best sound score at the end. Elliot has been switching up on his guesses for us, though, so that makes me think he put something different, but I'm going to stick with what I wrote down.
Yeah, I have to guess random here on Elliot in order to have a shot at beating Paul with points. So, Paul or Elliot said a new main character in Hero of Ages, I guess, wins an Oscar Well of Ascension because he wants that book to be good, but it's not. And gets delayed a year, Final Empire.
Trevor, it's not your night. I'm sorry. I am so sorry. I did answer the exact same way as you guys. And yes, that did seem like the obvious answer. I even have a little more detail as well. The added character in Well of Ascension, I have a specific reason for that. We talked during that book. I don't know if you guys remember, there's a segment of that book where they find a pile of bones and they're all freaking out because they're like, somebody's a Khandra.
Yeah.
Who's the Khandra? And I think we all talked about how that fell a little bit flat. We didn't feel like there was enough like whodunit mystery there. Adding a new character into that, I think could add some mystery there. That could be a good place to bring in a brand new character potentially. So that was my answer, which I think gives Paul a load of points.
I made it like a bandit this round. That's pretty great. Great question, Elliot. Loaded me up.
All right. What's our totals? I have 6. Paul, well, let me be clear. Paul got 6 in the final question.
Go ahead, Elliot.
I've been trying to keep track of this. I think I did it correctly. I think I was at 12 for my final.
I did launch up by 6 in the final question, up to 15.
Well done.
Wow. All right. Adaptation to conversation is not my forte, I will say.
Either that, or maybe you came in too strong with this whole, remember when I came back and won the last one to lead off the episode? So, you know, we were just on, you know, we were locked in from the beginning. You should have let us dilly-dally.
I will say, who on earth leads the question with, what if Vin marries Spook? Who does that?
I think that was a good question. I was trying to get ones that were not easy yeses or nos. And I think I accomplished that.
All right. Don't leave a comment if you think Paul had a bad question.
Wow. You're saying people aren't going to comment and share their opinions? For the winner, by the way. The winner of the episode.
All right. Thanks for joining me, Paul and Elliot. We will reconvene next week with Fires of December discussion. We will be reading the early chapters for Fires of December for next week. Thanks for joining me, Paul and Elliot.
You got it.
See you later. I may not know everything about the Cosmere, but I know everything about my friends. That's how I won. Have a good week.